Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here's my review of Leaving Iowa. Leaving Iowa, a comedy about traveling, by Tim Clue and Spike Manton. It's at the Royal George Theater in Chicago. Leaving Iowa travels the back roads into our hearts. Leaving Iowa, a family vacation comedy, is an example of a work that delivers fine, richly humorous entertainment. Leaving Iowa is a tad too long and repetitious, suggesting some cuts are in order. The opening night audience at the remounted production, now playing at the Royal George Theater, the show originally started out at Theater Building in Chicago. The audience laughed heartily and often, and rightly so, from Tim Clue and Spike Minton's funny script. Leaving Iowa is a worthy nostalgic ode to the good-hearted, patriotic, average American small-town father, bent on getting his daughter and son to enjoy the yearly road trip in their station wagon. The story revolves around a journalist who returns home to Winterset, Iowa, to find a final resting place for his father's ashes. The memory play is the son's attempt to finally realize the depth of his love that he had for his father. Told in flashback, Leaving Iowa is a sentimental comedy that speaks to everyone who has ever had to endure the family car vacation to some vague and uninteresting historical site with a well-meaning but naive father. Bradley Armacost leads the excellent cast through the car scenes where we see Daddy getting lost with the kids moaning, "Are we there yet?" so often that I wanted to take the wheel and get them to their destination. Tim Clue and Spike Manton have sprinkled several fine anecdotes filled with likable small-town personas, giving homage to the Iowa of the 1950s. Dad is the nerdy mensch we've all met and secretly admire, even when he irritates us to death. Brian McCarthy, a large man and the perfect everyman type, offers several outstanding caricatures as rural men roles, while Barb Wingard was terrific as the daughter and the Gabby waitress. Kelly Cooper was excellent as Don, the son of the and narrator. The play has much to like, including several funny vacation adventures that remind one of Mayberry and the Andy Griffin Show. Leaving Iowa grows on you as it meanders its way into your heart. If you stay with the show, the many repetitive car scenes, Leaving Iowa ultimately satisfies as a feel-good comedy. This show has many funny moments. As presented, Leaving Iowa echoes "Are We There Yet?" as a truism. If Leaving Iowa has a 90-minute piece, Dad would say his famous, "You betcha," with a confident smile. This is one of those family shows that when you see it, it really does sneak up on you. You like it much more after you've seen it. My recommendation for this show? Recommended. It's in an open run at the Royal George Theater. The running time is 2 hours and 30 minutes with intermission. It is at Royal George Theater, 1641 North Halsted in Chicago. For more information, call 312-988-9000. That's 312-988-9000. This is Tom Williams saying go see a play this week. Thank you.